You're listening to the Ohio Conference Cast, where we explore topics related to the workings of Ohio Conference. Here are your hosts, Bill Seymour and Thomas Dunn.
Welcome to Ohio Conference Cast. This is Bill.
This is Thomas. We're on the road.
We are driving in the car on the way home from Tedrow, Ohio, to our home in Wayne County, Ohio, our homes in Wayne County, Ohio. And while we were in Tedrow at a regional conference meeting, we recorded...
Look at deer!
Nice.
Let the podcasters know Bill looked. He looked.
I did not look.
I saw your neck turn.
All right, so Thomas is punchy and needs maybe less caffeine. Anyway, take a listen now to three missional stories that we heard while we were at the meeting, the regional conference gathering at Tedrow, Ohio. This would be for the Northwest Churches.
All right, Bill and I are here with Paula Snyder-Beluzik. Hi, Paula.
Hi, Thomas. Hi, Bill.
Right there. Hi, Paula.
And we are at the regional gathering that just ended here at Tedrow Mennonite Church, and Paula had a good story that we wanted to broadcast to all of our listeners. So, Paula, tell us a little bit about the stuff that you guys are working on.
So our discussion tonight was, what is our congregations doing to be missional? And so one of the things that we're doing at Salem Mennonite Church this year is that we're studying the book Surprise the World by Michael Frost. And this book is about five missional habits. And so as a congregation, we're taking time to study this all year. The first habit that the congregation has been working on is the habit of bless or blessing others. And so the congregation's been challenged to bless three people a week, one of whom is not a Christian or a member of our congregation. And then the next habit we've started on is eating, which we're really excited about because we love
like
to eat.
Eating.
Yeah. And so again, eating with three people a week, one of whom is not a Christian. And so this is not really a program, but it's designed to get people outside of their comfort zone, to reach out, to think about how to be a neighbor. And one of the ways that I've been applying this call to, as a Christian, to be a blessing is by, you might have heard about this neighbor sign. Have you heard about this? It's in three languages.
Yeah, our churches.
We have them in our front yards.
Okay, yeah. Excellent. Yeah, so it's this three language sign that says, no matter where you're from, we're glad you are our neighbor, in Spanish, English, and in Arabic. And so that's one of the ways personally that I have been engaging in blessing. So I've got some nasty hate mail at the church about that.
Really?
But today there was also an email that went to one of the other Mennonite churches that was passed on to me, with a woman from Brazil so thankful to see that sign, even though her language is not on it, but she felt blessed that people were welcoming her when she was new in that community. And so that's part of the way that we have been, that I've been trying to be a blessing to people in our community.
Yeah. So have you found how much your congregation is in engaging in, especially eating with people that aren't yet believers? Is that something that's come easy, or is that getting some traction? How's that going?
Well, we just introduced that new habit this past Sunday, so I don't know how that's going yet. People, I think it sparked people's imagination, and we're also doing some eating kinds of things together as a church to just kind of help people facilitate that, and saying, you know, you can invite other people to come, or who else when you go out weekly to eat, because a lot of people in our church already have weekly dining partners, so challenging people to think about, well, that's really great, but who else needs to come and eat with you when you go to Golden Corral or wherever it is they go?
So in 3 months or so, we could have you back with a couple of people from your church on a podcast and hear how the eating is going.
Sure. And you can ask
us. Step on the scales for a minute.
Yeah, exactly. Ask us how much weight we have gained.
Well, if it's for a good cause.
For Jesus.
So, that's right. Gaining weight. No, wait a minute. So Salem Mennonite Church, but you're not in Kidron and you're not in Worcester. You are in...
No. We're in Elida. We are the Salem Mennonite Church.
No,
we
now
just
wait a
celebrated
minute.
175 years.
Ooh, no, I think that wins the day. Yeah, I think that wins the day. All right, thank you, Paula, for sharing with us. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Paula.
Well, we are here with Matt and Andrew. They have a missional story for us, but first, they gave us a dollar. Thomas, what did you do? Wait, what did you do with the dollar?
We have tolls to pay on the way home. We took the turnpike.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, okay. So why don't you two introduce yourselves?
My name is Matt Weaver. I'm the associate pastor at Lockport Mennonite Church.
And I'm Andrew Spotts, and I am an attendee at Lockport Mennonite Church.
And we know that that's true because Matt has a seminary sweatshirt on, and Andrew is wearing just a normal nice shirt.
True words cannot be spoken.
Okay, so what's the deal with this dollar?
Well, this dollar is representative of every dollar that's given by members of the congregation, and every Sunday we have what's called the dollar offering. So in addition to our budget offering, we have a dollar offering where people can throw dollar bills into the offering plate, or sometimes we do a separate collection for the offering for those dollars. And this dollar, these dollars are put into their own fund, which is used to go to people in the community. Matt, do you want to talk a little bit about how we determine those people?
So what happens once the dollars are all collected, there are a couple point people in our congregation who help divvy out the fund. And so all you have to do is go up to one of them and say, hey, I know this person who's got a financial need. They're either medical bills or something along those lines. And you go up to them and they will hand you a check then out of the dollar offering fund, which you then take and give to them. So the only way to receive the dollar offering is through relationship with somebody at Lockport. So it's not just handing money out to somebody, it's money rooted in a relationship so that there's continual relationships being built. And that's really the parameters behind it.
So do you have an example? You get, obviously, you know, don't break confidences here or names, but an example of one story of the dollar offering going out and how that happened?
Yeah, we had a family in another town nearby who was in need of the dollar offering and had a relationship with somebody in our church. That person talked to the church about it. They took them a check. And what actually is really cool about that story is we've continued to build relationship with them, and we've done some housework on their house, very much like would happen at MVS or MDS. And now even their neighbors are like, why in the world are these people helping this person out in our community? So
I think they even claim to be an atheist, that person. So it's outreach well beyond members of the church. It's never, the dollar offering never goes to people within the church. Mm-hmm. This is for people that we have a relationship outside of the congregation.
Nice. So Lockport gives a dollar. That's what I've learned so far.
If you do the math, it probably ends up to more than $1 that they give out.
That would be true.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't do math.
No, but you know someone out there does. So they're gonna, you know, the bean counters are gonna struggle with what you just said.
So Lockport has bean counters. Okay, good, excellent.
Well, I was a math major, so that works.
Oh well, all right. So the dollar offering sounds like a really good way to get a handle and heads wrapped around being missional, out in, right? Does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds correct.
Cool.
All right, thanks guys. Thanks for volunteering to be on the Ohio Conference Cast and keep on giving away those dollars.
That's right. And oh, here's your dollar back. Give them the dollar. All right.
All right, we have another story that's come out of the evening, and tonight right here we have with us Lincoln from Central Mennonite Church. So Lincoln, share with Ohio Conference Cast listeners what the missional story is that you have to tell.
Well, I want to share a little bit about a friend of mine that's his name's Jordan. We'll call him Jordan. He and how I became good friends with him. Well, one of the key components as we became friends comes from the story. You know, we had a connection where we began to be together somewhat often, you know, and so forth. But it really didn't become a friend to him until we traded. Okay.
Traded.
We traded.
Okay.
Now in business, it's a good deal when it's a win-win for each person involved, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, And it was kind of the same thing what happened here with this situation. You know, it was a win for me and it was a win for him. I was over at his place, and we were just talking about what all we have to do. I was like, oh, I need to go back. You know, on my way home, I need to stop and get some milk. And I was just sharing that. He's telling me things that he needed to do. And he said, now, I need milk. Now, hold, wait a minute. I've got milk, and I've got lots of milk. So he opened up his fridge, and he's got plenty of milk there. I think he gave me more than I needed. And in effect, he was talking about something else that he was hoping to have, a tool that I had, and I just had in my truck, and so we traded. And it was very small and insignificant, mm-hmm. except the fact that we became the same level. We were now friends. We were now equals in the fact of we traded, we're equals, we each won, and it was a good deal for both of us. And in doing that, it allowed my relationship with him to become more in a level where we were more friends in the fact that we could give and receive counsel to each other. And so that I think as we want to become friends with others, non-Christians, make a point to do that. You know, it's being vulnerable enough to trade with somebody or to share and let go of what we have and gain what they have.
Yeah, I think that's a missional story. I mean, a quintessential missional story. It's not, I think those are the type of stories we're looking to hear because you've opened the door into friendship. And, you know, that's, thanks for sharing that.
Thank you, Lincoln, and good job being a friend and making some trades. Well, that does it for our episode of Ohio Conference Cast for tonight. Thank you for traveling with us.
Yeah, thanks for enjoying the beautiful flatlands of Northwest Ohio, and tune in later in the week as we report back from the regional gathering of Wayne County.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Ohio Conference Cast. We would like to hear from you. You can email us at ohioconferencecast@gmail.com with any topics or questions you would like us to explore.